శీతదర్పణమార్జనం భవమహాదాభాగ్ని నిర్వాపణం శ్రేయకైరవచంద్రికా వితరణం విద్యావధు జీవనం ఆనందామృతివర్ధనం ప్రతిపదం పూర్ణామితాస్వాదనం సర్వాత్మసపనం పరం విజయతే శ్రీకృష్ణ సంకీర్తనం. లార్డ్ చైతన్య గేవ్ అస్ 8 స్టాంజాస్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ మిషన్, వాట్ హీ వాంటెడ్ టు డూ. దే ఆర్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ ఇన్ 8 స్టాంజాస్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ నోన్ యాజ్ శిఖాష్టం. శిఖా మీన్స్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ and ashtak means eight. So in 8 stanzas he has finished his instruction, and his next disciples, the 6 koshamins, have explained them in volumes of books. So Lord Chaitanya says the subject is Karang Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. All glories to the chanting of Hare Krishna Mantra or Krishna Sankirtan movement. All glories, all victory. How it is victory? All victory that he explains. A cheta darpana marjan. If you chant this Hare Krishna Mantra, then the dirty things which have accumulated in your heart due to material contamination will be cleared off. He gives the example that the heart is just like a mirror. If on the mirror there are heaps of dust accumulated, then one cannot see the real face by the reflection of the mirror. Therefore, it should be cleansed. So, in our present conditional life, our heart is overloaded with so much dust accumulated due to our material association from time immemorial. So, if we chant this Hare Krishna mantra, then the dust will be removed. If not immediately, it will begin to be removed. And as soon as the mirror of the heart is cleansed of all dust, immediately one can see the face, what he is. That face means real identification. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one will understand that he is not this body. This is our misconception. The dust means this misconception, accepting this body or the mind as self. Actually, we are not this body or the mind. We are spirit soul. So, as soon as we can understand that we are not these bodies, then immediately, bhava maha dhavagni nirvapana, the blazing fire of material conditions, or the blazing fire of material miseries, immediately becomes dissipated. Namat misery, aham brahmasmi. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, brahma bhuta prasanna. Immediately one understands his real identification as spirit soul, he becomes joyful. We are not joyful due to our material contact. We are always full of anxieties. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra, we shall immediately come to the state of joyful life. Bhava mahada bhagini bhavana. And this is called liberation. When one becomes joyful, free from all anxieties, that stage is actual liberation. Because every living creature, the spirit soul, is by nature joyful. The whole struggle for existence is that he is searching after that joyful stage of life, but he is missing the point. Therefore, in every effort for joyful life, we are being defeated. This constant defeat can be overcome immediately by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. That is the effect of this transcendental vibration. And after liberation, after being joyful, the material joys decreases. Whatever joy you want to enjoy, that decreases. Take for example, for eating. If we want to eat some nice foodstuff, after eating a few morsels of food, we do not like to take any more. That means, here in the material world, whatever joy you accept, it will decrease. But spiritual joy, Lord Chaitanya says, Anandamudi Bhadhanam. The spiritual joy is just like ocean. But here in the material world, we have got experience that ocean does not increase. Ocean remains with its limit. But the ocean of spiritual joyfulness increases. Anandamudi Bhadhanam. Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. How it increases? He is giving the example like the moon, rising moon, as the waxing moon, as the moon from the day of new moon night. In the first day, it is just like a small curved line. But second day, third day, it increases. Gradually, it increases. Similarly, the spiritual life, the spiritual joyful life increases like the moon rays, day after day, day after day, till it reaches the full moon night. Yes. So, cetadarpanamarjanam bhavamahadavadni nitpapanam sriyakhairava chandritavitaranam vidyavadu jivanam. And the life then becomes full of knowledge, because spiritual life means eternal life, full of bliss and full of knowledge. So, we increase our volumes of joy because proportionately we increase the volume of our knowledge. Sriyakkairam chandita vitaranam vidyavadu jivanam anandamudi vardhanam. It is just like an ocean, but still it increases. Anandamudi vardhanam sarvatma sapanam. It is so nice that one situated in this state of life, one thinks that I am fully satisfied. Sarvatma sapanam. Just like if one takes bath, dipping into the water, he feels refreshed immediately. Similarly, this spiritual life, increasing joys day after day, makes one feeling that he is fully satisfied.